Home Study Lesson Words of Mormon through Mosiah 6, Unit 11 Preparation Material for the Home Study Teacher Summary of Daily Home Study Lessons The following summary of the doctrines and principles students learned as they studied Words of Mormon through Mosiah 6, Unit 11 is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of students. Day 1, Words of Mormon through Mosiah 2. By studying Mormon's experience in following the Spirit and including the small plates of Nephi with his record, students learn that the Lord knows all things. King Benjamin taught that if the Nephites had not had the Scriptures, they would have dwindled in unbelief, and that searching the Scriptures helps us know and keep the commandments. He taught his people important principles such as, when we serve others, we serve God. When we feel indebted to God, we want to serve others, and our gratitude increases. If we keep the commandments, we would be blessed both temporally and spiritually. Day 2, Mosiah 3. King Benjamin recounted the words of an angel, who brought glad tidings of great joy about the coming of the Lord in mortality. Students learned that it was prophesied more than 100 years before the events occurred that Jesus Christ would suffer so we could be saved from our sins. We can be saved from our sins as we exercise faith in Jesus Christ and repent. If we yield to the enticings of the Holy Spirit, we can overcome the natural man through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Day 3, Mosiah 4. King Benjamin's message filled his people with the Spirit of the Lord. Students learn that as we exercise faith in Jesus Christ and sincerely repent, we receive a remission of our sins. King Benjamin taught his people that if we humble ourselves before God and strive to develop Christ-like attributes, we can retain a remission of our sins. Day 4, Mosiah, chapters 5 through 6. As they read about the change that came upon King Benjamin's people, students learned that as we exercise faith in Jesus Christ and receive the Holy Spirit, we can experience a mighty change of heart. King Benjamin's people covenanted to do the Lord's will and keep His commandments, demonstrating that we take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ when we make and keep sacred covenants. Introduction. This lesson will help students understand King Benjamin's teachings to his sons and his people 3 years before his death. King Benjamin taught his people how to receive and retain a remission of their sins by exercising faith in Jesus Christ. Suggestions for teaching. Words of Mormon. Nephi and Mormon express their confidence in God. Invite a student to read 1 Nephi chapter 9 verses 2 through 3 and remind students that Nephi was commanded to create two sets of plates. Help them understand that in this passage the phrase, these plates, refers to the small plates of Nephi, which contained a record primarily of sacred things. Ask a student to read 1 Nephi chapter 9 verse 4 aloud. Ask the class to look for the purpose of the large plates, an account of the reign of the kings and wars of the people. Remind students that as Mormon was abridging the large plates of Nephi, he discovered the small plates among other records. He was inspired by the Holy Ghost to include what he found on the small plates with his abridgment, even though he did not know why. See Words of Mormon chapter 1 verse 7. Invite half the class to search 1 Nephi chapter 9 verses 5 through 6 for why Nephi was commanded to make the small plates. Have the other half of the class search Words of Mormon chapter 1 verses 6 through 7 for why Mormon decided to include the small plates with his abridgment. The Lord knew that in 1828, the small plates would take the place of the lost 116 pages of the Book of Mormon manuscript. See Unit 6, Day 1 in the Student Study Guide. How can your understanding that the Lord knows all things in the future give you faith to obey the spiritual promptings you receive? If you feel a need to spend more time on this part of the lesson, ask students if they can share experiences when they felt prompted by the Spirit to do something and did not learn the purposes of the promptings until later. Mosiah chapter 1. King Benjamin calls the people to gather together. Explain that the small plates of Nephi cover the history of the Nephites from Lehi's ministry until the time when King Mosiah united the peoples of Nephi and Zarahemla, and when Mosiah's son Benjamin reigned over the kingdom in righteousness. King Benjamin was given charge of the sacred records. Near the end of King Benjamin's life, he asked his son Mosiah to gather the people together. Invite students to read Mosiah chapter 1, verses 10 through 11, and look for the reasons King Benjamin wanted to speak to the people. He wanted to announce that Mosiah would be the next king and to give the people a name. Mosiah chapters 2 through 6. King Benjamin teaches his people about the Savior's atonement. Show students the picture King Benjamin addresses his people. Read Mosiah chapter 2, verses 12 through 19 to the class. Invite students to raise their hands when they identify phrases that show King Benjamin's character. As students raise their hands, stop reading and ask them to explain what they have identified and how it reveals King Benjamin's character. You may want to ask students what they learned about service in Mosiah 2:17. Students' answers should reflect an understanding that when we serve others, we serve God. You might also want to have the class repeat Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17, a scripture mastery scripture from memory. Consider inviting students to share how they have recently served God by serving others. Write the following scripture passages on the board or on a piece of paper. Do not include the answers in parentheses. Assign each student to review one of the scripture passages. Remind them that King Benjamin's sermon focused on this theme. Salvation can come unto the children of men only in and through the name of Christ, the Lord Omnipotent. Each of the scripture passages teaches something about this theme. Number 1, Mosiah chapter 2, verses 20 through 25 and verse 34. When we recognize our indebtedness to God, our gratitude increases. Number 2, Mosiah chapter 3, verses 7 through 11 and verses 17 and 18. Jesus Christ suffered so we can be saved from our sins. If we exercise faith in Jesus Christ through repentance, we can be saved from our sins. Number 3. Mosiah 3, verses 12 through 16 and verses 19 through 21. If we yield to the enticings of the Holy Spirit through the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can overcome the natural man and become a saint. Number 4. Mosiah chapter 4, verses 5 through 8, verses 19 through 21, and verse 26. If we humble ourselves before God and strive to develop Christ-like attributes, we can retain a remission of our sins. After giving students sufficient time, allow them to report what they learned to the class or in small groups. Then ask several students to choose one of the principles and explain how they might apply it in their lives. Invite a student to read Mosiah chapter 4, verses 1 through 3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the people responded to the words of King Benjamin. Then invite another student to read Mosiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 2 and verses 5 through 8 aloud. Ask the class to look for how we take the Lord's name upon us. Make sure the students understand this principle. We take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ when we make and keep sacred covenants. You may want to remind students that one of the reasons King Benjamin gathered the people together was to teach them about making covenants. He also consecrated his son Mosiah to be king over the people. To conclude, ask students if any of them would like to share how they feel about having taken upon themselves the name of Jesus Christ at baptism. Ask them to ponder the following questions. How can you personally apply the principles from King Benjamin's address? What does it mean to you to take upon yourself the name of Jesus Christ? You might also testify of the joy that comes through believing in Jesus Christ and relying on His atonement. Next unit, Mosiah chapters 7 through 17. Ask students, would you stand up for Jesus Christ even if doing so meant that you would be put to death? Inform students that next week they will study the teachings of the prophet Abinadi. Encourage them to look for the message Abinadi was willing to deliver to the Nephites, even though he knew he would be put to death.